Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. Give us a call at 949-415-6718. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So today we're going to talk about essential suffering. As we're continuing to explore this topic of suffering and how it relates to the practice of meditation, we're starting to begin to see that it's possible to separate the sensation of the arising of suffering in the body with identifying with it as an idea. Generally, when we are feeling strong emotions, we tend to skip the sensations and go straight to the storyline associated with it. We're most comfortable thinking about the story of what we're feeling rather than really experiencing the sensations of it in our bodies. Take a broken heart, for example. When we get our heart broken, we focus on the reasons for the feeling rather than really noticing what it feels like in our bodies. Meditation is the practice of feeling our feelings rather than naming the emotion and running off with the storyline. And by practicing mindfulness with a broken heart, we're willing to really feel the pain in the body and offer it breath and space and a place to stay until it changes naturally. The Jungian psychologist Helen Luke identified two types of suffering. She said, one you are to bear and the other you are to abandon. The one to be born, Luke called essential suffering, meaning the objective experience of pain and loss. The suffering you're to let go of, she called neurotic suffering. That is your subjective reaction of thinking about the loss or anxiety or disappointment. And through the lens of Luke's framework, meditation teaches you to embrace essential or objective suffering by penetrating it with your awareness and full attention. Essential suffering is the willing, conscious acceptance of the suffering of being human. It's this willingness to carry the load without judging it or labeling it as bad. She likens it to the wheels of a wagon that allow you to move on with your life as you feel the heavy load of this essential and unavoidable suffering. Making the choice to mindfully bear it is part of the burden of being human, and it gives your life meaning. You are being the carriage for conscious life. Now, neurotic suffering is the result of collapsing under and refusing to carry the weight of this sort of ordinary darkness of life. It's a self-centered identification with the suffering. When you collapse into suffering, it's because your ego sees suffering as a personal failure and it feels humiliated. This sense of failure is based on the ego's mistaken idea that winning in life means no suffering. And your ego may well be under the delusion that the opposite of suffering is happiness. Your ego is really causing the suffering from its own ideas and attachments about how things are supposed to be. Now, your ego isn't bad, nor are you a bad person because you have an ego. It's really necessary for a healthy whole life. And Philip Moffat says about the ego, don't leave home without it, but don't let it drive the vehicle on your life's journey. This practice of penetrating the pain rather than refusing to carry it points to our capacity of fully consciously receiving life as it is. Luke doesn't say it's easy or fun or something that you'd prefer to do. Rather, she calls it a spiritual necessity. And as we continue our meditation practice together, we're going to focus on the sensations and experience of feeling life as it unfolds, both in the moment here on the cushion and also the feelings that can be triggered by thoughts about the conditions of our lives. We might have a very mild experience of suffering like tightness in our legs or a general sense of being sleepy, Or we might notice we're stuck in the storm of a story that has happened in our lives and be focusing on the thoughts and ideas of the painful story instead of feeling them. And this is where our practice really comes in immensely handy, as the instruction is always to simply name it and feel where we experience it in our bodies, to willingly bear it to its natural conclusion. So that is what we're going to explore today, is our essential suffering over our neurotic suffering. You might want to find a nice, comfortable position to get started so you don't have to wiggle and squirm too much during your practice. It's fine to sit in a chair or on a couch and have your back supported and your feet firmly on the ground, or you can sit cross-legged on the floor, but I advise you sit on a cushion or something to get your hips up higher than your knees, and that'll be more comfortable in the long run. Let your hands rest in your lap and try not to clasp your fingers, but let one palm rest on top of the other, or let your hands be palms down on your knees. And we'll begin with taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose and blowing very, very slowly through the mouth. Again, inhaling deeply through the nose and blowing nice and slow through the mouth, like you're blowing through a straw. And the last time, inhaling deeply and blowing slowly. And you should notice that you're already shifting gears. This cleansing breath allows us to transition from listening and thinking to just simply being and noticing how you feel. Allow the breath then to shift in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in, and the difference in the temperature when it comes back out after it's been warmed by the body. And as you do this, you're going to name the breath a few times, saying silently to yourself, breathing in and breathing out. Really allowing the mind to come into the body by naming the experience of breathing. And this is going to be how we put our attention everywhere in our body and our experience throughout our practice today. We're going to scan the body by moving the mind and breath down into the soles of our feet. Notice if they're touching anything. Moving up into the ankles, up into the shins and calves, then into the knees, sliding up into the thighs, and noticing the sensation and the weight of the legs, and see if you can release any tension there. Moving into the floor of the pelvis, the sit bones, the low back and low belly, softening as you begin to move up through the torso from the inside out. Moving into the hips, the sides of the body, the ribs, the middle back, up into the chest and under the arms, the upper back, letting the shoulders tuck into the body, widening your collarbones, letting your arms hang heavy, and feeling the weight, temperature, and sensation of your hands. Lower your chin and soften your jaw and let your teeth be parted slightly. Eyes roll down, releasing all the muscles in the face and feeling the hair, the scalp, and the crown of the head as it opens towards the sky. And as you do this, you're noticing all the sensations in the body. And you can even label those sensations. So if the body feels heavy, you can say heavy as you breathe in and out. Maybe you feel sleepy today, You can just name the experience, sleeping, and allow it to feel exactly as it is. And if your mind is caught up in a story about something that's going on in your life that you're not happy about or satisfied with or would like to change, allow that attention to shift away from the story and into where you're holding that in the body. Perhaps it's frustration or fear. And breathe deeply into that place in the body, saying to yourself, "This frustration feels like this." And go straight into the place in the body. And as you exhale, give it a lot of space, and you'll notice it'll change. And continue to practice, and I'll check in with you in just a couple of minutes. Notice where your attention has drifted. If it's gone into stories, thought processes, ideas, plans, worries. And bring it back into the body by focusing on the inhale and the exhale. And again, checking in and noticing, my body feels like this. Really reconnecting with being present and letting things be just as they are. And the attention will float out and you can draw it back in very simply just by placing gentle awareness there. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Lori with Om at Home. And today we're experiencing the difference between our essential suffering and the journey of being a human, and our neurotic suffering and the escape that we do in our minds so we don't have to feel what we feel. So we stay close to the feeling by breathing deeply into it and exhaling, giving it a lot of space without rejecting or judging or abandoning our experience in any way.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling in this moment. Noticing your state of mind, any emotional quality that you're experiencing, and how it's all embodied, and you can observe simply by noticing the breath, the weight, and the sensations. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up your back to the roof of your mouth, and exhale down the front of the spine, back to the belly. Making a circle on the spine, you inhale up the back and exhale down the front a few more times. Sealing in that practice of awareness of body and sensation and feelings and the qualities of being human. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.